Welcome to Wisconsin History Podcast. I'm Nathan Kashubsky, and this is where we look into people and places that have shaped Wisconsin. For this podcast, I'd like to go over the timeline for the budget repair bill, and the next podcast, we will be going over the court rulings. On February 11, 2011, Governor Walker releases his budget repair bill. He says this will give tools to make up for the budget deficit. The most controversial is not allowing collective bargaining with public unions. It should be noted that one of the biggest contributors to the Democratic Party is unions. That Monday, thousands of people showed up at the Capitol to protest. The legislature, Joint Finance Committee, held the longest public hearings in Wisconsin history. The hearings were called off even though more people wanted to talk. Starting the 16th, some schools closed due to the teachers calling sick to protest the bill at the Capitol. On February 17th, the state senate was going to take up a vote on the bill, but the Democratic state senators left for Illinois. This was a page from old school politics to try to prevent a vote. Protesters filled the Capitol 24 hours a day. Then on February 19th, around 50,000 protesters were at the Capitol. On February 22nd, Governor Walker had a fireside chat broadcasted. He said that many of the protesters were from out of state. The thing is, the rally that was in support of the bill had people from outside of Wisconsin speaking. From my experience talking to the people at the protests, most were from Wisconsin. February 25th, the state assembly passes the bill, and they are no longer allowing people to bring in sleeping bags into the Capitol due to the cleaning. They closed down the Capitol over the weekend to remove all the protester signs. Then on March 1st, Governor Walker releases his state budget. March 9th, Republicans amend the budget repair bill to remove all financial provisions, and the Senate passes the bill. The open rule law requires 24 hours notice before vote and 2 hours in case of an emergency. As people heard reports of this, they rushed to the Capitol to protest. Even though the Capitol was locked, people started climbing through the windows to gain access. March 10th, the State Assembly passes the bill, and then March 11th, the governor signs the bill. On March 12th, the Senate Democrats returned to a rally with around 85 to 100,000 people. There have been additional protests, but a smaller number and not covered by the media. The signed bill went to the courts because of the possible violation of the open rule law. With all the ugliness in the media and politics, the people of Wisconsin are the only ones that stood tall. Out of all the people at the Capitol, and with the high emotions, the protests were peaceful. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any comments or suggestions, please send them to wisconsinhistory@gmail.com. Wisconsin History is one word. You can find additional podcasts on the Wisconsin History Facebook page or at iTunes. And thank you for listening.